recording?
Yep, just hit it. I think today I'd like to just do round robin updates rather than focus on any specific issues. I couldn't think of anything before the call that was really big that was going on, obviously, except the committer meeting and getting things ready for that. So I thought we'd go through that and then just go around to each person and see if we've got any updates or questions for the group. And I think we'll probably be able to keep today's call under an hour. So on the committer meeting, I guess we've got a couple news items on this. So as we said last week, we do have a meeting location. So Thorny's been able to get the nice folks at King's College to hook us up with a meeting room. And he's getting details on wireless right now. It looks like we will at least be able to have a connection in the room. A single connection, like for a presenter, but we're ideally looking for connections for everybody. So Thorny's following up on that aspect. Pointers to the directions are on the wiki page now, so people can look that up, and hopefully folks have had a chance to start getting their hotels booked, but certainly if you need any advice on where seems to be a good place, a few of us have already booked, and I think we can point you to URLs and whatnot if you're looking around. Generally, if you get a spot close to a tube station, you'll be all right. And our meeting spot is also fairly close to a tube station too. What's the other thing? Yeah, I think it was just the wireless and the locations that Thorny wanted to report. And then I filled out some details on the agenda that people can take a look at. But basically what I'm trying to do for each of these major topic areas is get the proposals that folks have mentioned out on the table for discussion while we're in London, but also some of the major topics as more of like a group discussion. But I imagine the proposals will kick off discussion in themselves. And, I think beforehand, especially on things where folks have already posted to the list, we can certainly make progress together on those topics and not feel like we have to start from scratch. So certainly makes sense for folks to read up and get current with where these discussions are currently at before the meeting. A couple items, I guess while I've got everybody on, I just wanted to check and make sure this was right. First, there's been a lot of discussion about the enhanced content models. And as far as I know, where it's at right now is there's been interest in people using them independently, but there's also been this kind of question out there about how much or whether we fold the enhanced content model work into the core as part of the base distribution. So I think that seems like, if that makes sense to people, that would be a pretty worthy topic for discussion out there. Asger, do you have anything to say on that? That
makes sense, and I would like that to be a topic for discussion. And I would like at least some parts of the enhanced content model to be folded into the core, not necessarily all of it, or I would like all of it, but don't feel the need for all of it. And I would, I hope we could come to some sort of not agreement, a decision. because it has been discussed a lot of times.
So, yeah, I think this will be a great chance for us to do that together and really hash out any concerns anyone has and get the, you know, with the expert in the room.
Thank you.
I was hoping you could kick that discussion off by just giving an overview. It doesn't have to be exhaustive, but just, you know.
I could easily do that. And most people in the room have at least seen one of the overviews before. So,
That makes it quite easy. I'll be trying to put in appropriate hyperlinks in this. I just made some edits to this wiki page, so I haven't had a chance to put the links in, but I'll try to make sure people can sort of follow their links and read up on some of this stuff beforehand. Because really, I think we need to reserve the majority of the time for discussion on these things and not rehashing. So, Asger, you also had the data stream methods proposal that you had sent out to the list, and I think my guess is that folks haven't had a chance to really digest that fully yet. I know at least I haven't, but I think if we're in the same spot with that, by the time
I would like to present it at least, or at least briefly, because it could take a while if I'm going to through all the hoops. It's not really a matter of integrating it into the core, because it's quite ideally suited for Fedora Create, in that it could run as a separate web service that just respected some additional content in the content models.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't have to go into the core, but I would like to present it to the rest of you to show that these are another way of making methods on Fedora objects, or in fact data streams. And we might consider this as opposed to the disseminators we use now.
And then, these are kind of in the same domain, I think, then. Ben also mentioned that he had some ideas on the SDEP area. Ben, do you have any more detail on that right now, or
that's actually it's kind of a grab bag of stuff at a lot of different levels of implementation complexity. I mean, there's running the gamut from just some kind of niceties about supporting more than one port in an SDEP implementation, so you can kind of ease up maintenance up to trying to support a SOAP binding. So the ideas that I have to write up, I think, are going to be pretty flexible and will probably fit around the schedule. One thing I do want to do, based partly on my experience with the Open URL Jitoka Fedora services and this correspondence from Chris Beer that went over the users list a while ago, is I'm going to try and get Chris to to answer my emails about what some of his possible needs or requirements might have been to make better use out of that too, because I think he's doing some pretty interesting work over there at WGBH, and I'd like to be able to get some more feedback from him there.
Cool. Okay. And then on the module architecture, so Eddie and I have worked a bit on this, not too much recently, but we've done some experiments and have thought about strategies for implementing OSGI in Fedora. And I thought we could report on that. And also on this topic, I know, and maybe this is not worth throwing on the agenda in itself, but I know Bill and Andrew EnduraCloud have been doing a significant amount of OSGI work too. So I think having all of us together to kind of just do a little share-a-thon on what we're thinking and how it applies to Fedora would be really good. On this topic, if certainly if anybody's got any other areas for focused discussion that they would like to lead, you know, or just an idea, and maybe not necessarily you want to lead it, but let me know, and I'll figure out how to fit things into the agenda.
A quick note here. About the module architecture, I've been thinking about what Aaron's proposal, and I think perhaps that we could take that even further than just a pluggable storage architecture. And I've been giving that a thought, but I don't yet have something I want to lead.
Okay.
Yeah, but I just wanted to throw in that we could make Fedora totally modularized, not just the storage bit of it.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, on one hand, you know, we've got these discussions about these various existing technologies that help us do that. But then there's the real task of actual design of, you know, what do our interfaces look like, and at what point are things coupled? And I think Aaron's proposal, at least for me, was also pretty thought-provoking in the whole module architecture regard. I threw it under storage because it's, you know, it's got the word storage in it, but certainly I think it feeds into that discussion. And these things I've listed under storage, under hot topics, are the big ones that I've heard folks talking about on the storage side. And there are things that I know we have specific issues listed, and if it comes to it and we've got the time for the meeting, we can start to talk about those and, you know, just brainstorm and just discuss how those need to move forward in themselves. But these are areas that I think would be also ideal for anyone who's particularly interested to jump in and either put together a proposal or just volunteer to lead a discussion on. So I'd think about that and let me know if anybody's interested. And then on interfaces, I know there was a lot of discussion before 3.3 on the REST API, and the direction we went with 3.3 was just to try to stabilize things, but recognized that it's imperfect and there are some things that we can do, particularly Asghar and Steve's proposals were sort of provoking a lot of thoughts in that area. And I wondered if either of you guys had a view for if you felt like this was the time to sort of push on that again.
I have a bit of a bad conscience, given that I promised to document the existing REST API and I never finished that. I will. This gives me a good motivation to actually do so before this conference.
Yeah.
Aside from that, I don't think I'm capable of viewing the REST API without considering my data stream methods. But
yeah.
I could give some sort of introduction to how would the REST API and the data stream methods actually be the API we want it to be.
Yeah.
Because the data stream methods are one thing they do easily is convert serializations. So you can have a Rails int a method that accepts update-like entries and so on, and stores them correctly. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, I guess if we look at the proposals that are out on the wiki right now, is it worth, you know, looking at those, you know, once we've had the data stream discussion, looking at those in light and saying, you know, some of the principles we wanted to follow or that were apparent in those designs or proposals were good principles. And, you know, how do we apply them in given this new information? Steve, do you have any thoughts on this?
Yeah, I mean, the stuff that I put up for discussion on the list was kind of more related to the resource index, but it did also relate to the REST API.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was generally more about taking a named graphs approach to the resource index. But the relationship to the REST API was basically considering, you know, URLs that are part of the REST API as resource identifiers and how that kind of related to current resource index. So I can maybe go through that again and see what I think is particularly relevant to the REST API.
Okay. Maybe I'll split those up then as separate items, because that's a good point that I remember that discussion was very much about bridging these different paradigms.
And I would very much like that part about the different graphs in the triple store just to be something that we decide this is what we're going to do, because it was a clever idea and I have some good needs for it.
Yeah, and that in itself does relate to the REST API, because obviously you'd want endpoints that represent named graphs and how to actually, you know, query those graphs and also, you know, update them as you were saying before.
Mm-hmm.
So there's probably some discussion to be had there.
Yeah.
So I shall go through the old stuff and see what I think's particularly relevant to that.
I think if I remember right, Steve and Oscar, some of that discussion about named graphs also touched back on revising the content modeling architecture a little bit, unless I'm misremembering some things, but I feel like I remember having some talks about, for example, you know, the Dublin Core data stream and whether that was a serialized graph or whether that was a little XML document or...
been discussion on the lists suggesting that people want to use, for instance, something like a relationships API to maintain, for instance, Dublin Core.
Right.
And it's supporting XML, yeah. So that's worth thinking about, yeah.
Yeah, there was some discussion about that. Not to keep promulgating it, but that's some of the things that will be addressed by data stream methods, in that you could regard, if you only access Dublin Core through methods that's serialized and deserialized, you could regard it as RDF triples directly.
Yeah.
And the triple store could, or the triple store implementation could just use a data stream method to generate the serialization without having to know how Dublin Core serialized.
Okay, well, I'll keep both of those on there for now. And then the other big topic on interfaces, Kai mentioned this before, Kai, you were thinking about doing the web dev, doing a web dev interface for Fedora. Do you feel like that would be a good topic here, or are things...
I could prepare something for the meeting.
Well, is it, I mean, do you feel like it's too straightforward to talk about, or are there some interesting architectural questions?
I haven't yet delved into it enough in order to be able to answer that question.
Okay.
So I still have to do some, look into it.
Okay.
So Chris, you're going to try to pull together a page for each of these proposals, maybe? Because I know, like you, I haven't had time to digest all of them. It'd be nice to be able to get back to and read each one shortly before the meeting, if not before.
Yeah. This should act kind of as an index to that. So at the very least, we'll have linkage to the most recent discussions or papers on these things. Like to Aaron's already set up a special page for his. So yes, I'll be doing that. Then
would it make more sense perhaps to just for the person giving the proposal to create a page and drop on the relevant information and put a link from here?
If people are developing any information, I mean, that, you know, just like whether it's diagrams or some kind of write-up or whatever, certainly, you know, linking it, other folks can feel free to link that information in here. I think that's a good recommendation. If information isn't already apparent on some of these topics, like on the, say, the OSGI experience, maybe Eddie and I can start up some sort of page just giving some kind of overview of that before the meeting. But I also don't want, I mean, as I said before, I think we're all going to be in the same room, and hopefully we'll be able to concentrate a lot on pushing the discussions forward. So I don't want people to feel like they have to put something together that's perfect for the group, like, you know, some kind of great proposal with all the T's crossed and the I's dotted. That, you know, the point here is to get the feedback loop going on some of this stuff and not to spend as much time on trying to finalize some of these ideas. If they're not wrapped up, then that's what we're there for. But that
said, you were planning on making this page basically an index for the existing content or existing, you know, sort of background discussions and whatever else.
Yeah. One area that I didn't, that was mentioned when we were originally brainstorming, but that I haven't really found a spot for, is on, and, you know, it could be, we just don't have enough interest in from the attendees on this yet, but I could also be missing something, is, well, there's two, storage, multiplexing with storage. So that's sending content to different stores based on different rules. Obviously it's free for discussion. I just don't know if anybody's got that on their brains right now. I've got it a little bit on my mind, but
I actually got it a lot of on my mind because as can be seen on my reply to Aaron's proposal on the mailing list. The visions of a new storage caching architecture. What I basically suggested is that having this high-level storage interface that Aaron proposed, that's a good one, perhaps separating it into two interfaces. And then allowing people to build a tree-like structure, or build a structure of these of different implementations.
That's true. Yeah, that's a good point. And I had neglected to mention that on here, but yeah, that came up. So at least under the discussion of sort of thinking about the higher level storage design, that you know, if you had some sort of tree, like, you could start to sort of have the different implement nodes in the tree, you know, be responsible for different kinds of content, right?
Yeah, they would all be sent all content, or they would if the nodes higher up forwarded the content to them, and they could decide what to do with them. Content. But that way we could have both the Twibble store and the SQL database and the storage mechanism and everything implementing the same interface. We could easily take Ludwig Burkhardt's proposal of that SQL thingy and put it in likewise and so on. It's not really a separate point. It's just an amendment to the work Aaron did with the high-level storage idea.
It looks like it's basically fleshing out as a specific recommendation for, you know, one item that was just sketched out in the high-level proposal. So
yeah,
it seems logical to discuss it in that as part of that conversation in that slot.
Yeah. The other one, and I think Dan's with you, Aaron, so maybe, Dan, did you have anything to say on this, or were you thinking about messaging at all?
I certainly am thinking about messaging. Both for some short-term benefits, but within Aaron's proposal that also is just in some ways another storage for any outgoing messages.
Yeah.
For incoming messaging, that would be a different question. I still think messaging is a real low-hanging fruit, easy way for us to integrate different components together.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I also think that within it the work that Andrew and Bill provide the context for doing replication, how Spring fits into this, there's some interesting touch points.
Yeah.
Could certainly talk about how we're doing replication and that sort of thing on the Dura Cloud side, if that's of interest.
Yeah.
That might be of interest. I'm thinking if we get a good generic framework for messaging up, that would probably be an ideal fit for the Fedora journaling, having that written to implement the same framework.
I actually have started on that, but have kind of run out of money and time, but intend to get back to it. It might be somewhat on the Fedora Create side, but we all have to coordinate with search engines and other sorts of things in our environment. So understanding even that from a requirements point of view and what needs to change in the core to make that work better in the short term and the long term. Do we punt the question until we get some sort of dependency injection mechanism or what?
See.
You know, it's like one of the issues we found with the journaling is that you can change something on the front end and forget to change it on the back end in the current implementation, or vice versa.
Yeah. Okay. Well, as you guys think of topics, and especially if you have a special area of interest in these categories, let me know, and we can work out how to fit it into the agenda. It's not totally worked out yet. I'd say we're still in brainstorming stages here, but I think we've got it's pretty obviously we've got some strong interest in several of these areas, so it's coming together. I want to move on, if that's okay with folks, that we
just a quick thing. I sent a mail today to the Fedora committers mailing list. I don't know if you have had time to see it, Chris.
Oh, that's right. I did want to touch on that, Asghar. Thanks. Yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. For those who haven't seen it, my organization could pay for the travel expenses for two of the Fedora employees or vital Fedora people, whatever way we define that, but no more than $2,000 per person. But that's part of our enhanced content model budget, the project where we made those in. And the project is actually shut down now, but we would like them to sort of getting it finished, and we had some money left over, and it would be a good way to use them. But we cannot pay for a dinner or the like. That would be a bit more difficult to justify to the financiers. But paying for travel expenses for people we want to work with is not a problem.
Okay.
That was one point. The other point is, this is probably too late now, but I was only informed today that my boss, Bjorn Andersen, talked to Adam Fakwa from the British Library, and they're building a repository. Yeah, they're going to build a repository, I believe the correct term is, based on Fedora. And I had one of his guys with me at the last London meeting, that's not so long ago, he would the British Library could host this, I was told, if we wanted to. That's, it seems we have booked rooms and everything, so probably not relevant, but then I'm just going to forward him and his people and invite for our meeting.
I think the room situation is pretty well settled now, but it strikes me that, you know, we're at around, I think, 14 or 15 people confirmed right now. So we do have room. And, you know, regardless of where we meet, it seems like Adam should be invited.
He's probably not going to come there himself, but I know a few of the developers that's going to build the system.
Well,
he's
definitely.
Director, but, yeah.
Feel free to send an invite and let Sorny and I know.
Yeah, of course.
But just yeah, definitely, and that goes for everybody. But actually, while we're on the topic, has anyone talked with Carr? I assume, Asghar, that you talk with Carr the most, but it seems
Carr.
Like...
Ah, yeah.
Sorry.
Carr for my organization,
Carr.
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I didn't know who you meant at first.
Do you think this would be something
I don't think he's coming, no.
Okay.
He said something about busy, and then he disappeared again.
okay.
No, seriously. We're building. We're part of I don't know, we're bidding on a project, and he's the manager for that, and it's a big archive based on Fedora, but he felt that if I'm going, then he's not strictly needed, so, and he's very busy.
Okay.
But I coordinate everything I do and most of what I post on the mailing list with him, so he's quite up to date, even if you don't hear anything from him.
Good. Good to hear. And we still have a few outstanding invites that we're just waiting for word from people on, but it's looking pretty good. But there is still space, I think, so if people have any last-minute invitees, definitely feel free to do so and let Thorny and I know. Okay. Anything else on the London meeting? Okay. Figure we could just do a quick round robin. I don't think there's been a whole lot of intensive Fedora development work going on this week, but I have noticed a couple little signs of life here and there. For my part, I've been working primarily on a Kubra DuraCloud plugin, which has been going pretty well. And I'm actually in the middle of a test right now, so I'm basically trying to, with Fedora hooked up to DuraCloud, I'm trying to run a full system test. But going over the network takes a little bit longer. So that test is still running. But it's coming along pretty well. So I think rather than having people just shout out, I'm just going to go through the list really quick of people who are on. And if you have anything or don't, speak up. Asger, do you have any development items?
Not really code-focused development items. I made this data stream proposal has been mentioned. I've been thinking about this Aaron's proposal of the new storage architecture, and I actually tried setting up a Spring environment and finding out what could be done with these pluggable modules. And it's interesting, but it's nowhere near anything running yet. If OSDI is the way we're going and not Spring, then I probably won't bother with it anymore. I don't really know how to complement each other.
I think they do complement each other. I mean, I think, as I understand it, you can still use Spring for configuration and dependency injection while you're using OSGI.
Then one of my older projects got reactivated today, actually. The Planets Fedora integration. Most of you probably don't know about Planets. But Planets is a big EU project that made a system wherein you could deploy web services that could act on digital objects. And I wrote the code that could export a Fedora object as a Planets digital object by reading the content model of the Fedora object and figuring out how it should be exported. I've got nearly done, but never gotten an install guide. And I've been tasked with doing that because we need it now, and people need it. That's it. It's an ideal thing for Fedora Create.
Okay. Thanks. I think I know the answer, but Andrew and Bill, probably.
You probably do know the answer.
Okay. Busy.
Yeah, but certainly there's a lot of crossover, like you've mentioned, with the OSGI and modularization. I think there'll be a lot of pertinent discussion.
Cool. Let's see. Ben, did you have anything?
A couple of quick things. One is I compiled some of the correspondence we've had about creating an OWL ontology for the Fedora system properties and relationships, and put a page up on the dev forum. And I put a kind of straw man OWL document for some of those up there that that hopefully people will disagree with and start some conversation there. So that's kind of an old item, but I'm just trying to keep some kind of heartbeat.
Yeah.
I ran into a kind of a curious situation with Mulgara pretty recently, where on some large searches, my Fedora installation was running out of swap space and dying. And I have some correspondence with the Mulgara list about that. But if anyone hears something about that or some similar things, let me know. I've got a patch proposal for them, but I at least might be able to point to what the what a possible problem is. And the last thing is another old item, but and it's in some sense not worth talking about, except to highlight the importance of some of the stuff that we have on the agenda for the February meeting, which is this idea of the JSR 170 Java Content Repository compatibility that was an item old enough to have been ported over from SourceForge in Jira's has come up as a question at work, and I've been making some notes. But what looking into it is convincing me is that there's more that some things like some aspects of the enhanced content model and some other conversations about content model inheritance and things like that, and even the web dev proposal, that having some direction on those is going to open up what could be done in the Fedora Create context as well. So,
can I break in? There's a Northwestern team funded by Mellon who have an implementation going of the JCR interface for Fedora. So that is being worked on.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Yeah, actually, and I do have a link to their space somewhere in the wiki, in the software registry. Actually, if you search for on the wiki, I think if you search for community software registry, there's at least a link there.
Yeah, I attend their conference calls every week, so I can certainly provide some information. I've been trying to get them to put up a wiki page, and they just have been reluctant to do it until they feel like they're ready.
Well, I'd be interested in hearing more
about it. They have their wiki, which we can point to.
So whoever has that link, if someone wants to add a note to that Jira issue, that would probably be good, just so other people who are wondering about this can also find it that way.
Okay, I'll take the action to do that.
Okay. Yeah, they call it the JCR.
Also, bugging about a Confluence page, getting permission.
I just pasted one to the IRC there, just for anybody who's interested right now. Okay. Well, Eddie, since you spoke up, why don't we get any updates for us?
I've been doing a little bit of testing on the WebLogic compatibility with 3.3. So I think I mentioned last time when I was talking about that other issue with Xerces. So I think once I've got all my tests working, I'll be ready to check that in. And then on a different note, despite my best efforts to escape Fezzle, come back. Matt and I were talking about how to organize the second round for Fezzle, since there seems to be, again, some more interest and some more funding interest. So we've been sorting out a proposal, basically, for a statement of work. And Steve, since you're on the call, I mean, I did see your email. I'm still sorting out some of the stuff you emailed me about as well before I figure out what to say to you. So that's going on. And then, as noted, I think on the agenda for today, there's going to be a special topic next week on Fezzle, sort of more of a like an acceptance code review. But that's basically what's going on. I haven't really had much time to do too much in the way of OSGI stuff yet. Let's see. I did actually have one quick thing while I've got people on. I mean, I've not used or I've not set up anything on Crucible and FishEye before, so I don't know who is that really. Is that you, Chris, to talk to about setting that up?
Yeah, I tend to set those up. If there's something in the code base it's usually pretty easy to set up if the repository is local. If it's remote, kind of what we did for Fedora is we end up creating a local mirror so that FishEye doesn't constantly spin its wheels.
Okay, well, I'll ping you offline about that then before next Tuesday. Okay, so that's it.
Cool. Okay, and Kai?
So I was tied up with an internal project, which I actually finished today, but I haven't had the chance to do anything really noteworthy so far.
I should mention that Kai, you may be doing, if it's still on, we don't know yet, you may be doing a webinar as part of the Sun repositories webinars. But we just found out that due to the Oracle changes, some of the folks involved with that have switched jobs or are, to be more accurate, out of a job at the moment. So I think we're still kind of trying to feel it out and figure out how that seminar series may or may not continue, but that's happening in about 2 weeks, and it'll just be a report for the community on Fedora 3.3. Okay. Steve?
Hi. I found a minor bugget with the build of Trunk on Windows, which I checked in a couple of days ago. But as Eddie mentioned, we got some project work which is directly related to Fezzle, and we're quite keen to kind of hook into that and kind of get an idea of what our immediate plans are so we know where to go and what we can contribute and when and kind of how to schedule all of that. I know I've got a Fezzle ticket assigned to me at the moment, which is promoting XAML policies to be first-class objects in Fedora rather than being stored in DBXML, and I'm quite keen to press on with that. So I've been kind of poking around in the Fezzle code quite a lot recently.
Oh, great.
Which is fun.
Cool. Let's see. Who else do we have? Well, Aaron?
Yeah, well, it's been rather quiet on the Fedora front for me. I'm probably going to have some time this week because you know, I skimmed over, you know, Asker's proposal, for example. I'd like to, you know, look into it in more depth. And I also had been playing around with the Fedora code, basically kind of seeing what would break, you know, with, you know, using a high-level non-blob-based interface, you know, and basically trying to find, you know, where in the code base are certain assumptions that could be lifted. But that's, you know, that was just kind of just dabbling around in the code locally, just to kind of get a sense of things. You know, that may develop into something a little more serious or earnest at some point, but it's kind of what I've been doing right now.
Dan.
Yes. Next week I'm going down to UNC Chapel Hill to meet with the DICE organization. Those are the IROD/SRB folks. And so this year, halftime, I'm working on policy enforcement within and between repositories. As an enabler for that, they want to update their plugin for the IROD's storage, and also are interested in increasing their ability to connect their microservices to Fedora and to call or initiate microservices from Fedora. That would apply to the improved interfaces that we've talked about for the upcoming meeting. So I'll bring some of their requirements to the meeting to help understand that. On a practical note, Confluence started going flaky yesterday. So I was troubleshooting it last night. Tonight, I would like to restart it. So I figure in the evening Eastern time is the lowest usage between people in the U.S. and Europe. So I think that will be a good time for me to try to troubleshoot what's going on. So if you are editing during that time frame, please save often and frequently. That's it.
Okay. Thank you. Let's see. Ben. I think we got through everybody. Brad, I know you're lurking, but do you have anything you wanted to mention? Or?
I don't this week, thank you.
Okay. Okay. Well, another thing I thought I'd throw out there is, and I'll remind people when it comes time for our meeting in London too, but is to start thinking about if you guys want to submit open repositories proposals. I think the due date is the 1st of March, and there's going to be a general session and a Fedora users group session. So either of those tracks, I'm sure some of the work some of us have been doing would be appropriate there. So it's worth looking at. And that's all I got. So thanks a lot, everybody. And we'll talk to you next week when there will be a code review on Fezzel, same time.
Thanks, Chris.
All right.
Thank you.
Later.
Bye.
The moderator has disconnected.